What's up, Podcast Land? My name is Phil, and you are here with the Smoky Shelter Presents Books and Stuff. Tonight, I'm discussing actually two books. Y'all guys bear with me because I've done a few of these books and stuff already, and I'm having fun doing them. I think they're pretty cool. I'm getting some pretty good downloads. So it's somewhat comparable to our movie numbers. I mean, of course, the movie episodes get higher numbers than these, and that's to be expected. I don't think there's a lot more people that watch movies than they do read. But anyway, if you don't like to read, you know, or if you're like me and find yourself not having time, because when I read a book, I have to open the book up, I have to put my head in the book, and I have to read it, obviously. But my problem is, once I dive into a book and I really get into it, I can't put it down. So I want to read that book every single moment that I get. That's hard to do when you have to function in normal society. And I'm not one of those guys who can sit down with a book and say, okay, well, I really like this book, so I'm going to read a chapter a night for the next 3 months. You know, I can't do that. I mean, I'll forget what's going on. I have to submerge myself in it. So I found this beautiful thing called Audible.com. And I mean, it's really cool. I mean, it's like listening to podcasts, except you just listen to someone reading a book. And these people that read these books, man, they have real talent. I mean, every book I've read or I've listened to on Audible has so far had a different narrator, and every one of them does great jobs. That they, you know, they change up the voices of the characters so you know who's talking when, and I mean, it's really cool. So if you like reading books but find yourself just, you know, find that you just don't have time to do it, you might want to look into Audible.com. If Audible.com wants to sponsor the Smoky Shelter or Books and Stuff, hey, come on. We need the sponsorship. All right, so tonight, in the wake of us doing our episode on the 2012 John Dies at the End, man, I love that movie. That movie blew me away. I've watched it 3 times now since first finding it. And I just happened to run across it on Netflix. As far as I know, it's still on Netflix free of charge. Well, you know, with a Netflix account right now. But I really just, I mean, it blew me away the first time I watched it. Second time was even better because I paid attention to more stuff. I mean, it was a really good movie. And I watched it 3 times since finding it, and I have no doubt that I'll watch it again. But I had to find out more. So I bought the book on Audible, and I listened to it. And it, I mean, I'll tell you this. Not only did I buy this book, but I also bought the sequel book, which I'll also be discussing. This book is full of spiders. Seriously, dude, don't touch it. That's the name of the book, too, by the way. So, you know, I bought both books, and I listened to both of them within a week. I mean, that's how, you know, and these are long books. I mean, this ain't something that, I mean, I was going to say, John Dies at the End, I think, had 13, 14 chapters, but every chapter was over an hour long in you know, the audio track. This book has spiders had like 108 chapters, but some of the chapters wouldn't be like 4 minutes long. I think the longest chapter I seen was 15 minutes. So they kind of went a whole different direction on that one, which I will say, this book is full of spiders was a lot more polished. John Dies at the End, for y'all who've seen the movie, is pretty much just like the movie in the sense of what's going on, weird shit that you really have to kind of pay attention to. They do cut a lot of it out for the movie. Things like, well, one of the biggest parts that I noticed that they cut out was the trip to Vegas. Everything in the movie, there's a point where, I'm blanking on the guy's name, but Justin White, the main bad guy after the Jamaican guy dies, has got them all trapped in a building. Well, there's a lot more stuff that goes on in the book, and they're also in Vegas, not in the same town. But, you know, you got to cut a lot of that stuff for the sake of the movie, because if they didn't cut anything, if they took this book word for word, sentence for sentence, this wouldn't be, it would take three, at least, it'd at least be a trilogy for one movie. I mean, because you're talking 2 hours, even at two and a half hours, you're talking three movies, or at best, a miniseries. I don't think this movie, I don't really know how well the book did, to be honest with you, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm entangled with it. As soon as I finished John Dies at the End, I jumped on This Book is Full of Spiders. And honestly, there's a third one coming out that at the time I was reading This Book is Full of Spiders, I thought it was already out. I knew it had come out. It was coming out in 2017, but I thought it had already come out. So as soon as I was looking forward to jumping into it, it wasn't until after I finished This Book is Full of Spiders and couldn't find it that the book's not due to come out until October of this year. The third book is set to release October of 2017 under the title of What the Hell Did I Just Read? A Novel of Cosmic Lore. I don't know if it's going to continue the saga and the story of John and Dave, but I hope it does. Yeah, I know it's set in the same universe. Now, honestly, I may have just ruined it for you because I just told you I don't know if it involves John and Dave. Let me tell you something. Just to clear this up so you don't think you're jumping into something that you're already expecting. John does not die at the end. He doesn't die at the end of the book. He doesn't die at the end of the movie. Why they call it that? Really, I don't know. That he don't really explain his titles too much. This book series is actually written by David Wong, which is the character of this movie. David Wong and John Cheese. Now, the thing about David Wong is that's not his real name. That is just a pen name he took. And John Cheese is actually about a real person. It's his good friend, you know, who I guess has those same characteristics. But John Cheese is what they went by. Now, both of these, along with many other writers, write for a website called Cracked.com. So I checked it out thinking, hey, man, maybe they got some more stuff on there because I really enjoyed this book, this whole book series, the movie, everything. So, you know, I went to their website and I didn't see anything else about the book. It looks like they just write articles. Kind of like, you know, you scroll through your Facebook news feed and you just see all these random articles and sometimes it looks interesting enough for you to click on it. That's the kind of stuff they do, as far as I can tell. I did read a few of the articles and they're not bad articles, but it's not like the books he's written. I mean, this is his, you know, writing. But he's a writer, a journalist, whatever you want to call it. But he does write under the pseudonym of David Wong. You got to bear with me because this is the first novel I've done for Books and Stuff. Everything I've done so far for Books and Stuff has been graphic novels. Graphic novels are not long, typically, and I can read a graphic novel most of the time in one sitting. Maybe two if it's a thick, you know, graphic novel. Granted, there may not be many words on one page, or some pages with no words on them. So a lot of times with graphic novels, and if you go back and listen, I mean, I'm flipping through the graphic novel as I'm talking to you. I mean, I've already read the book, I've read it, I've read the comic, I know all about it, but I just as a key point to follow the story, I flip through pages and kind of follow panel by panel to follow with the line. I can't really do that with this because this is a big-ass novel, so I'm not going to go through the whole story. If you want to know about John Dies at the End and This Book is Full of Spiders, seriously, dude, don't touch it. It's definitely worth reading or listening to on Audible, because if you like supernatural, paranormal craziness, you'll like this shit. If you like time travel, if you like interdimensional worlds, it's kind of a, it's a comic horror sci-fi type deal. The first one you can hear a lot about on our episode that just come out, on our movie review episode that just come out. And you check that out at thesmokyshelter.com. The episode's John Dies at the End. like I said, the book is pretty much the same. Some of the main differences, other than, like I said, the Vegas thing, was there are additional characters that are not in the movie. When they finally are headed to Vegas or in the movie, they're all in the liquor truck being taken to the mall instead of Vegas. Amy, which is Dave's girlfriend who is missing the arm, has a brother in the book. Amy actually doesn't get involved in the book till way later on, and they kind of make her like, I mean, she comes off like she's mentally retarded at the beginning. Dave thinks she's retarded. Actually, the first part of the book, Dave's digging on another chick, Jennifer Lopez, and he'll let you know in the book that it's not the famous Jennifer Lopez, just a local one. She don't want nothing to do with him, but then, of course, after all that happens, they hook up, then they separate, then he winds up hooking up with Amy. Well, at the end of the book, you know, they save the world, as they do. There is a dog in it. In the book, the dog is Barkley. We talked about him briefly on the show. He is the one that saves their life at the end of the movie. And he dies. Well, at the end of the book, he does not die, or she does not die, and her name is Molly. But it's, a shaggy, kind of a shaggy, so it may be a mix of a great, of a golden lab, but, I mean, you know, semantics. The guy who does the voices on the audiobook is really good, and he really kind of, the Dave kind of fit with the movie Dave, the John kind of fit with the John, so I mean all that was kind of the same. I didn't really feel the Paul Giamatti character of Arnie Blondstone, but you know, I mean, can't win them all. But for the most part, there's not a whole lot of differences. He had a pretty good Marconi that was played by Clancy Brown in the movie. But the movie pretty much ends the same way. One difference is at the very end, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but Dave and John, they're playing basketball. They go to a different universe, and the guy, a parallel universe, and the guys come and say, you know, we've been told a prophecy that you would come and save our world. And John's like, yeah, but we got to go back and get some things, and we'll be right back. And they left, and that was the end of the movie. In the book, they leave. They continue playing basketball in their world. Four other late teens, early 20s come up, and they're sent off there. Well, they come back like 10 minutes later, dirty, got, you know, stubble on their beards and all that, and they're dirty and tired, and they come back and they're like, yeah, we just saved the world. And they wound up being over there for months on end, but time works differently there. All in all, I mean, John dies at the end. That book, if I were to give it a 1 through 10 rating, the way I give, you know, movies, I think, if I can remember correctly, I gave the movie a 7.5, which was good. I think I'd give this book a 9.5. Yeah, that's the difference between it. What they cut out in the book, in my opinion, made a lot of difference and is definitely worth, even though you know the story, going back and reading it. Because, I mean, it's just details, but they're there and they're important. With that being said, there's a lot of the same shit, like the meat monster and the penis doorknob and all that shit's still there. It starts the same way at the beginning with where he beheads the dude and he comes back like 3 days later and he had, with his neck tied up with weed eater string and he has to kill him again and the axe keeps breaking. It does the whole metaphor riddle thing. It does all of that. But all in all, like I said, it's a good read. I definitely recommend it to anyone who liked the movie or anyone who likes that kind of genre. We move on to this book is full of spiders. Now, this one takes place, I think it was roughly a year, give or take. I think it was like about a year after the first one. still lives in the same little town of undisclosed. They never tell you the name of the town. They purposely do that. But in this one, John and Dave find out that there is... Well, before we go into that, Dave has court-appointed therapy because he shot a pizza delivery guy with a crossbow. The pizza delivery guy was possessed. But then once he was shot, he wasn't possessed, and they, of course, locked him up because nobody believes in possessions and demons and shit. So he's going and he's seeing this shrink. But from there, he wakes up to this spider thing that is in the bed with him. Big old spider. Bites his leg. He passes out. Whole weird thing. Like I said, I'm not going to go through the whole thing like I would a graphic novel. But ultimately, these spiders start taking over this town. And what they do is they go in your mouth and they control your body and your actions and what you do. No one can see these spiders. Just like in the first book, if you didn't have the soy sauce, you can't see this shit. Except for some reason, Amy happens to have a pair of 3D glasses, Scooby-Doo 3D glasses that she can put on and see. They did bring that into the movie, too. I don't remember. I don't think that was in the book, though. Or maybe that's where it started at in the book. Oh, sorry, I'm talking to myself here. And John dies at the end. She's got 3D glasses, the movie and the book. Well, she's got the same one, so she can put them on and see it. But all in all, in this book, one thing I really liked about it was a lot more polished than the first book. There's a lot more plot-driven, and it stays... It does jump back and forth from different perspectives, but it just leaves you constantly on the edge of your seat on what's happening next. It was so hard to put it down. At least John dies at the end, I could put it down because I knew what was coming up because of watching the movie. So I could say, all right, well, I'll finish that tomorrow. With this book, I read it nonstop for 3 days, or listened to it on my Audible, just all throughout the day. I just had to. I just want you to know, Lance, Big Lance, you calling me right now while I'm doing the books and stuff. Hang on a second. Yo.
What's up?
Not much. What you up to?
On the way home from work.
Ah, yeah. I'm out here in the studio, man. I'm doing the books and stuff, so you on with me. Actually, I'm about halfway through it, man. I'm about 20 minutes in.
Well, call me back when you get done. We'll talk.
All right, man.
All
right, bye. Thank you, Lance. You fucked me up. Now, where was that in my conversation? But yeah, in this book, one of the main things I liked about it is they actually split the team up, and I thought I wouldn't like that. Because in the first one, they're pretty much together. There's a couple of times they split up. But for the most part, John and Dave are together throughout the entire movie. In this one, John and Dave have a few moments that they're together. But for the most part, they're separated in this whole movie. And then you got Amy, who is now his girlfriend, who's going to school hours away. And, it takes a couple hours to get there. So she's hauling ass back as this town is going into mass chaos from the spider, what the people online are, on the internet are calling zombies. So, I mean, as far as the normal people can see, these are zombies. Fast-running adrenaline zombies. Only John and Dave can see the little spiders that are running around. But the spiders attack regular people, or the zombies just destroy them and eat them. I mean, the zombies bust them all up and eat them. But this is cool, man. They got these interdimensional little doors all over town where John and Dave didn't put them there, but they know about them and they can use them. There's these other men that put them there. And, like, they'll walk into the back door of, a burrito hut. And then when you open that door, they're not there anymore. And they're, like, across town. You know, they're all just little tunnels around town, but it's not tunnels. It's like you just open the door, walk in, you open the door, walk out, and you're in a different place. But not just anyone can do it. But Dave and John can, because of the soy sauce drug that they took in the first movie, or in the first book, which I didn't mention in the first book, but I assumed, I guess, you watched the movie, but there's the soy sauce, and that's what gave them these abilities. Just the ability to see what's going on under our eyes that we can't see. I mean, that made me really think, man, because you always hear about, like, these parallel universes that are just like ours. Like, I'm sitting out here in the studio by myself, just talking to you, Podcast Land. Who else could be just sitting out here? But they're out here in their own little universe. It might be another me somewhere, kind of like in The Flash, where they have different Earths. Earths. Or, you know, it might be like some kind of dark, hellish world, like something kind of like what they did with the whole Stranger Things series. Ah, man. And then sometimes I just look around and I'd be like, man, there might be a snake or a spider out here. That pisses me off too. But anyway, back to the books. This book is full of spiders. Seriously, dude, don't touch it. All right. I love this fucking title. This is like the absolute best title. The third one, I don't even know that I like the third one as much. The one that's coming up, what the hell did I just read? But I like this book. I like the title. I like this story, and I like this book better than I did the first one. John dies at the end. But you need John Dye. See, I don't know. You really don't need John Dye at the end. They kind of re-explain everything. But you just get like a real quick summary in this. Where in the first one, the first movie is the explanation. It's how they've come to being who they are and doing what they do. And in this book, they're already there. They just kind of recap it at the beginning just in case you jumped in. And actually, it's funny during the narration because actually David Wong is the writer of this book. So this is his fictional biography, I guess you'd call it. But he narrates the beginning of it, or he narrates all of it. But he talks about how if you haven't read the first book, that's probably a good thing, because it wouldn't help his case for not being an asshole or something like that. And that's pretty cool. There's actually a trailer. Check that out on YouTube. Just YouTube, This Book is Full of Spiders movie. And that trailer will pop up. It's just a real quick trailer. A trailer for a book. How awesome is that? But, yeah, you know, seriously, I would give this book, if I gave the other one a 9.5, I'm going to give this book a 10, man. I mean, I love this book. I'm actually, when this new book comes out, I really think I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch John Dies at the End and probably rewatch the movie and then read This Book is Full of Spiders and then read the new one. What the hell did I just read? So, and see how that works out. I think I'll enjoy it. And I hope he continues. I hope this ain't just a trilogy, because if he can keep the stories coming, man, I'll keep reading. I'll keep buying them. I recommend it, man. I think I'd recommend this whole series, man, to anybody. Even if you didn't like it, start it. If you don't like it, don't watch it no more. Don't read it no more. Don't listen to it no more. But anyway, if you like this episode, check out the other ones. Check out all of our movie reviews at thesmokyshelter.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on iTunes. We're on Podomatic. We're all over the place. Stitcher. Just Google us. You'll find us. The Smoky Shelter. Smokyshelter.com. I think I'm pretty much done with this. You guys, man, go read some books. Tell me what y'all like. I'd like to get some recommendations from you guys. I mean, tell me some good books, especially if it's something in this genre. But even something else, give me some recommendations. I'll read them, man. If I ain't got time to read them, I'll buy them on audible.com and I'll listen to them there. I love a good book, man. Later.